God, there was a question I was going to ask you, and I can't remember what it was now. There was a story I was going to have you tell. Oh, no, not that story. What, which one? The squeeze the breast story? Oh, that's a good one. Have you never told that on the air? I recorded myself telling the story, and I think I still have the recording, but when I went to edit it, I discovered that the space had run out or the battery had died before I got to that point. So no, I never ran it. I never shared it with... Big Anklevich knows the story. Resh, why the bloody hell are you talking to yourself aloud? You won't realize you're supposed to cut all this out. Okay, remind me to tell that story in the future, okay? All right. Tell that story in the future. Thanks, Fake Sean.
We'll see if it changes, I guess, as time goes by.
Ah, well, see, you made it friggin' easy. As time goes by, right there, there's a needle drop, if I've ever heard one. I can't believe I went through a half hour of misery with Marshall not being able to find a song, and you say one in the first breath, that every bad boy has his soft side.
That's right. Every rose has its thorn.
Was that a clue? That one's super easy.
Do you want me to say something else instead? I could say, yes, every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Oh. Or every night has its dawn.
Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. I could do that one without any lyrics in front of me from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I'll save that one for a storage unit visit.
One of the songs by the Damn Yankees.
See, I thought Damn Yankees was a one-hit wonder because I only knew the... Wait, why am I speaking for Rish now? I forgot that I'm a totally different person. Whoops! You knew Damn Yankees songs that weren't high enough?
They had a couple others. They had one called Coming of Age. They have Come Again.
Basically, anything with come in the title, Damn Yankees was your
That's
band.
That's right, because just... Coming and coming. What other song of theirs? I actually, there's a... When my wife got her new car, it came with a free subscription to...
Penthouse Magazine. Who would have guessed?
I wish, yeah. Satellite radio it came with. You just got it automatically. Sadly, we didn't know that for like the first 2 months that she had the car. We found out that we had it for free because... They started trying to get us to renew our free subscription. They're like, it's going to run out soon. And we're like, what are you talking about? So yeah, they have a station on there that was called... They have a station on there called Hair Nation. And they would play a lot of the stuff that a band like Damn Yankees would, you know, Kicks... Warrant, a lot of the more girly side. And then they had another heavier channel that was like Ozzy's Boneyard or something like that, which was, you know, the harder rock stuff. But yeah, listening to Hair Nation, I heard several Damn Yankees songs that I'd forgotten about. But yeah, but I listened to 93 Rock, whereas Rish listened to, I don't know. He listened to the waiver station. If anybody knows what a waiver is anymore.
Still trying to find a song to interrupt your story with.
None of those have tickled your fancy. You don't even want to sing Don't Forget Me. Don't forget me when I'm gone.
My heart would break. I have loved you for so long. Sing along, I know you know it. It's all I can take.
But yeah, she had the greatest hits of Glass Tiger. The fact that that exists at all is just weird. Did you know that Damn Yankees was a supergroup?
Yes, you told... Oh, no, because I'm not Rish, I'm Fake Sean Connery.
Okay, well then you should know this, because Tommy Shaw of Styx, Jack Blades of Night Ranger, Ted Nugent, and, well, some unknown drummer guy who just, they needed a drummer. But the other guys were all well known already.
I only wish that Rish had just a modicum of it. Not sure how big a modicum is. I'm making a thumb and forefinger.
But at least it has the word come in it, so it's as good as any Damn Yankees song.
Damn Yankees classic song, Maudy Come. Not sure if Maud is in the audience right now, but no, that's good advice. I'm really struggling here. Okay, so what was I going to have Fake Sean sing? Not I'm Just a Girl. I've got Fake Sean doing Careless Whisper? Do I really?
The remake of Sabrina.
I believe. I almost said, I believe I saw that on a date as well. Yeah, but I forgot who I was there for a minute.
And again, we haven't listened to it. But we used to listen to the soundtrack quite a bit, too.
Sting sang Moonlight in that one.
He did, yes.
I guess I know Moonlight, but I don't know that will work with Connery.
In the moonlight.
In the moonlight. Oh, that sounds like at the Copa, Copacabana.
Barry. Barry now.
Is there anything you want to plug while you're on my show?
Yes, I'm going to start a new podcast called the Romance Podcast.
Don't have Rish as a guest. He stinks. hopefully the ratings will be successful on this. If not, well, as a great man once said, F*** you. No. As a great man once said, we'll get them out one at a time, see if we can't entertain y'all. Yes, I said y'all. I'm trying. Just like me, they long to be close to you. All right, kids. That was dumb.